The Shepherd's Rod, Volume 2, Copyright 1932, by V.T. Howdeff. Every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man, that is an householder which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Matthew 13:52. Introduction. This book is not published to explain or comment on truths which have been previously revealed and accepted as such, but is to disclose realities which God has preserved through many generations, not only from becoming extinct, but also preventing their meaning from being discovered by men of wisdom. Thus, he who controls the scriptures is able to reveal present truth to his people at time when needed. Therefore, though such truths are originally prophetic, they become new and stand as a direct letter from God to men at the time revealed. Thus saith God the Lord, Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare, before they spring forth I tell you of them. Isaiah 42:5-9. Hence, it will prove the contents of this publication new, interesting, instructive, inspiring, and converting. The message it bears, being taught by symbols and types illustrated on charts, becomes simple, and all who are searching for truth with intention to fit themselves for the heavenly garner can easily comprehend it. The book of Revelation is said to be a closed book full of symbolical mysteries, incomprehensible to human beings. This is true of all prophetic truths. The one who admits this fact of the book of Revelation automatically confesses that he does not understand the Bible, for all the books of Holy Writ meet and end in the Revelation. Therefore, to understand that book is to understand the Bible. The one who reveals the mysteries to John will give to the diligent searcher for truth a foretaste of heavenly things. Those whose hearts are open to the reception of truth will be enabled to understand its teachings, and will be granted the blessing promised to those who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. The Acts of the Apostles, pages 584-585. Thus, when the revelation is understood, it will unlock the great storehouse, and bring to light all the prophetic mysteries that are stored in it. The message in this volume was prophetically timed by the parable of the householder, who sent laborers into his vineyard. Matthew 21:16. Proving to be the 11th hour call, the last, and at the right time. The fact that this wonderful revelation of the scriptures cannot be contradicted, proves the message correct and its inspiration true. This prophetic call is based on the prophecies of Daniel, and its explanation made clear by the book of Revelation. Thus, it is symbolically explained. These prophetic symbols of beasts, wings, horns, heads, crowns, etc. prove to be most perfect symbols in revealing the truth represented by them, and when correctly applied it is certain that their meaning cannot be misconstrued. As the present-day confusion and misunderstanding of the scriptures among Christendom is proven by the multiplicity of sects, it is evident that the churches are in the Laodicean state, wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. And by denying the charge of this plain statement proves the words of the true witness correct, and knowest not. While they think they are right, the true witness declares, Thou art all wrong. What greater deception than this? Read Revelation 3:14-18. Since the Bible plainly says that it is the truth that shall make us free, we cannot too closely examine ourselves and the things we believe, for if no two of this multi-sectarian Christianity believe like, it is evident that most, if not all, are blind. And as the Bible is correct in the words, If the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch, then it would be useless to dispute the truth the world is headed for the ditch. Would not this indisputable statement arouse the professed people of God from their slumber and sleep? Past experiences prove that many will say, It is not I. Knowing that this deception would arise in the last days, God has devised this pictorial representation of the truth by which He is able to enlighten His church and call out His people. While the enemy has succeeded in confusing the written word, God lightens the earth with His glory, by these symbolic revelations, and by which He discloses the entire truth and uncovers the traps of the devil. Thus through types and symbols He makes wise the simple, and confounds the prudent by showing that where there is no type there is no truth. This volume contains a complete symbolic revelation of the entire world's history, both civil and religious. The reason these wonders were portrayed by symbols is the same as that which caused Christ to teach by parables. And the disciples came, and said unto Him, Christ, why speakest Thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Matthew 13:10-11. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel 12:10. The chief purpose of teaching by parables is that the truth may be revealed to God's children, and at the same time concealed from His enemies, for the same reason the prophecies that described the great anti-Christian powers and their work down to the end of time had to be clothed in symbolic and parabolic language to ensure their preservation. Sabbath School Lesson Quarterly, page 33, second quarter, 1932. Christ was the foundation of the Jewish economy. The whole system of types and symbols was a compacted prophecy of the gospel, a presentation in which were bound up the promises of redemption. The Acts of the Apostles, page 14. Each of these subjects could be greatly enlarged, but had we done so, this volume would have become too voluminous, also less comprehensive. Thus we have omitted many details,